Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and this is day 18 of 40 days of in the shelter of the Most High. And we are looking at scriptures regarding who we are in Messiah Yeshua. Do you know who you are? Number 12, the word says that we are elect. Colossians 3:12. Put on therefore as the elect of Elohim, holy and beloved, vows of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering. Romans 8:33, who shall lay anything to the charge of Elohim's elect? It is Elohim that justifies. And 1 Peter 1:1-2, Peter, an apostle of Yeshua HaMashiach, to those who are elect exiles of the dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, according to the foreknowledge of Elohim the Father, in the sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience to Yeshua HaMashiach, and for the sprinkling with his blood, may grace and peace be multiplied to you. Key words, elect or chosen. God's chosen people. This phrase is found in Romans 8:33, which we just read, and Titus 1:1. Gentiles who have committed themselves to God and the Jewish Messiah Yeshua have been grafted into Israel, and together with Jews who have made the same commitment are co-sharers in what God has promised. Ephesians 2:11 and going forward, therefore keep in mind that once you, Gentiles in the flesh, were called uncircumcision by those called circumcision, which is performed on flesh by the hand. And at that time you were separate from Messiah, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, and the strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, Messiah Yeshua, you who once were afar off have been brought near by the blood of Messiah. For he is our shalom, the one who made the two into one and broke down the middle wall of separation. Within his flesh, he made powerless the hostility, the law code of mitzvah contained in regulations. He did this in order to create within himself one new man from the two groups, making shalom, and to reconcile both to God in one body through the cross by which he put the hostility to death. And he came and proclaimed shalom to you who were far away, and shalom to those who were near. For through him we both have access to the Father by the same Ruach. So then you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but you are fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household. You have been built on the foundation made up of the emissaries and prophets, which Messiah Yeshua himself being the cornerstone. In him the whole building being fit together is growing into a holy temple for the Lord. In him you are also being built together with God's dwelling place in the Ruach. Romans 8:33-39. And this is one of my personal favorite scriptures because it's a scripture that the Father gave me when I was a new believer and I was really being tormented and the enemy was trying to tell me that there's no way God could love me. And he gave me this scripture. Who shall bring charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is the one who condemns? It is Messiah who died and moreover was raised and is now at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Messiah? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. But in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Messiah Yeshua, our Lord. The Aramaic English New Testament commentary regarding elect. Being elect is also dependent upon whether a soul chooses and maintains obedience to Yahweh or not. Sanctification of the Spirit. Here it is the Father who has chosen and exercised foreknowledge. The Holy Spirit, who has set believers apart from sin, and Yeshua the Messiah, who is to be the object of obedience and is the one whose blood is sprinkled. We have been set apart by the Spirit for obedience to Yeshua the Messiah. Yekiel Lichtenstein writes, "It also relates to the word chosen. The meaning is that because they have trusted, God helps them by His Holy Spirit, so that they will obey the gospel and commit themselves to it with all their heart. Thus they are set apart from sin." This is the quote, "trust-grounded obedience" of Romans 1:5 and 16:26. Thus believers in Yeshua, like the Jewish people, were chosen to show God to the world, sprinkling with His blood. Yeshua the Messiah and sprinkling with His blood. Sprinkling is mentioned 6 times in the New Testament. The other 5 instances are in Messianic Jews or Hebrews chapters 9 to 12. Under the Mosaic Covenant, blood represents both death and life, because the life is in the blood, Leviticus 17:11. According to the Torah, almost everything is purified with blood. Indeed, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. The shed blood brings forgiveness. The sprinkling blood purifies. Under the New Covenant, the significance of shedding and sprinkling blood is the same as in the Tanakh. But instead of being literal, the sprinkling is accomplished inwardly through trust. Romans 3:25. Our hearts are sprinkled clean from a bad conscience. Ezekiel 36:25. With Yeshua the Messiah's blood shed on behalf of many people so that they may have their sins forgiven. Matthew 26:28. With His blood poured out for you on the execution stake, Luke 22:20, through this heart sprinkling, the blood of Yeshua purifies us from all sin, 1 John 1:7, so that the quote, "the sprinkling blood of Yeshua bringing life and forgiveness," speaks better than those things, than that of Havel or Abel, whose blood brought only death. Number 13, we are established to the end, 1 Corinthians 1:8. "Who shall also confirm you unto the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Yeshua HaMashiach." Confirmed again unto the end, this is John Gill's commentary, "who it is God, unto the end, namely the coming of Messiah." Blameless in the day of Messiah. After that day there is no danger, Ephesians 4:30 and Philippians 1:6. Now is our day to work, and the day of our enemies to try us. Then will be the day of Messiah and of His glory in the saints. Alvino Mocano, our Father, King Father, we thank You that we are been established in the end, that we have been set apart, that we have been sanctified, and nothing can separate us from the love that we have in Messiah Yeshua, that whether we are Jews or Gentiles, we are one new man in You. And we have been grafted into the olive tree of Israel and are citizens of the Commonwealth of Israel and citizens of heaven. And we look forward to Yeshua's return when He will rule and reign in glory as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We praise You and thank You, Father, for all that we are in Messiah Yeshua. Amen.